The late Senator Stevens was renowned for his work on fisheries. During his 40 years in the Senate, Stevens worked on countless pieces of legislation that shaped and reshaped the fishing industry in Alaska and the United States. Perhaps the most famous is named after him. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
One of Ted Stevens' proudest accomplishments in the Senate was the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act. Originally called the Fishery Conservation and Management Act of 1976, it was later renamed after Stevens and former Washington Senator Warren Magnuson. The act set up the 200-mile limit off U.S. coastlines where foreign fishermen are prohibited from fishing. It also established regional fishery management councils to set catch limits and regulate federal fisheries in the country. Dave Benton is executive director of the Marine Conservation Alliance, an industry coalition that works to promote sustainable fisheries in Alaska. Benton says Stevens was the nation's number one champion when it came to fisheries and oceans, and the Magnuson-Stevens Act was his crowning achievement.
It put the gold standard on conservation and science for fisheries management, and we up here in Alaska have, I believe, set that standard pretty well on its way by showing the country and the rest of the world how it can be done right.
Stevens' other fisheries accomplishments included working to limit illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing on the high seas, directing federal money to Alaska for marketing the state's fish around the world, and closing the Arctic to commercial fishing activity. Jim Ayers, executive director of the conservation group Oceana, says that last one was especially important.
He was instrumental and authored a joint resolution in the United States Congress that was directed at the State Department to work on closing the fisheries and other activities in the Arctic until there was a sustainable management program for the Arctic fisheries.
During his later years in the Senate, Stevens' critics charged that the regional fishery management councils had come to be dominated by special interests. Benton, a former chairman of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, says Stevens was very direct in letting you know where he stood, but he was also willing to listen.
He would listen and factor in different points of view, but he was a very forceful individual, and it was actually really a pleasure to work with him for years and years because of that.
During a campaign stop in Kodiak in 2007, Stevens defended his fisheries policies and said the management council model was working well in Alaska.
We are the one area that's absolutely science-based management for our fisheries. And I don't think that that's right to call them special interests. They're scientific people behind them, and they must follow their advice.
National Marine Fisheries Service Regional Director Jim Balsiger says Stevens worked with NOAA to make Alaska's fisheries among the best managed in the world. Balsiger says Stevens was a champion of sustainable ocean policy and influenced nearly every marine, environmental, and resource management law over the past four decades. Alaska waters were often the testbed of revolutionary new ways of science-based fishery management and resource allocations that promoted safety and incentives for sustainability. He was also instrumental in promoting the new Alaska Fisheries Science Center in Juneau, which replaced the aging Auk Bay Lab. Balsiger says the laboratory honors his legacy with the name, the Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.